At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Usually I don't have losses stick with me anymore. Like I used to wear it. A loss for football, dude, it'd be at least a week, and you know, until the next game that I'd be just really sour and bothered. Baseball, maybe a couple of days. All right, if your team goes out to the next night and wins, sure. This one, now it's like, whatever. All right, they lose, you go to sleep, you move on with your life. Last night, it actually stuck with me to a point where I woke up this morning and I couldn't believe that they actually blew that damn game. Maybe it's because I've been believing in them recently, mm-hmm. So I really want to see them turn it around here, because I do believe in the team to a certain extent. What happened last night can't happen. So much so that I started to think now, the negative way, BT, if they for some reason don't make the playoffs, or if they have a quick exit, I think you could be looking at a significantly different team next year. Like, I would blow it up to the point of anything that is not strapped down or nailed down, see you later. Meaning Lindor and Soto are nailed down, they're not going anywhere. Everything else, I'd be looking to rearrange everything if I'm David Stearns. Now, that's if they have a short exit. We'll see mm-hmm. what happens in the postseason, assuming they get there. But if they don't succeed, there's no way in hell I'd be running it back with the same group.
So neither would I, but I don't need a short exit to see that. I'm going to bring the Knicks back into the conversation for a moment very briefly. Like, you know, the Knicks were a step away from making the NBA Finals, and I was still saying Tom Thibodeau should be fired. I don't think that this season, from a Mets perspective, should be full, is going to sound like a contradiction, but fully judged by how far they go. I mean, now if they win the World Series, that's obviously, I mean, that's different. Now you got to lay out and you got to let them try to defend the crown here, but I don't think that's going to happen. So like, even if they had another run to the NLCS, I still think that they need to do some serious tinkering.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree. You know me. I said I would change the core how many years? Even this year, I said I'd trade Nimmo. So like, that shouldn't matter in the postseason. The only reason why I say I'm going to give them, because I think they've earned it. They went to the NLCS last year where nobody thought that they were going to do anything, especially after the way that they started. So they earned the right to come back together as a group this year, even with knowing the inconsistencies from 2022 on, right? Mm-hmm. 2022.
Don't you think Dante DiVincenzo earned the right to come back and get the, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing, though.
Well, they took a more talented group. Now it's a little different.
And they went a little further.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying, I told you, I would, if I say I would trade Nimmo in season this year, certainly it would be something I'd be, because I just can't rely on the inconsistencies of them. I can't do it. However, I still believe, based off of what they did a year ago, this group in the postseason, that it's possible. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that I feel like they've earned in the postseason to see it one way through. And by the way, I would have done it with Tibbs this year. So the DiVincenzo thing's a little different because I felt like they maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to get Towns is the talent that takes you over the top. But my example would be, I would have liked, even though Tibbs fell short this year, disappointing fashion, I would have liked to have seen him one more time because I think he earned the next shot with this group.
Okay.
That would be my thing. This is their, to me, last and final shot, meaning McNeil, Alonzo, Nimmo, again, you throw in Lindor together. This would be the end of that run to me if they fall short. BT and Sal on the Fan, D-Rod calling from Orlando, Florida. What's up, D-Rod?
Hey, fellas. How's it going, man? You guys came back from vacation on fire, man. You guys are doing all right today.
Thank you.
You had to recharge a little bit, man. Come on.
Yeah. You guys sound 10 pounds lighter. Fantastic.
Heavier, actually.
But, hey, I know John Sterling kind of took a little bit of time yesterday from everyone, but just to mention what the caller mentioned earlier was like, you know, yeah, sure, you can make a case that the manager should look at this and take the guy out that strongly, but I think the bigger point to your point is that it's the players that aren't going 6 and 7 innings or 5 innings at least. I mean, 5 innings, my goodness. You know, you love to have that, but...
D-Rod, real quick, listen, so again, we'll get to the Yankees later, but the Schlittler getting pulled, I did not like that decision, and I'll tell you why later, but that to me was it's very different than, like, you didn't have to pull Schlittler, they elected to, and I didn't like it. You had to pull Peterson, you had to pull Manaea, you have to, the other night when they were up 5-0, you've got to pull these guys, because they're up in flames. Like, they lose the strike zone. It's a merry-go-round carousel on the bases with action. They're getting ripped. I don't think Mendoza's been great for the last month, as I've said. I don't really know what he can do in some of these situations. I honestly don't know. What do you want him to do?
Not only do you have to pull them, you also have to let them go to the point where you say, I have no choice but to pull him.
That's
now.
Bingo, because of the exhaustion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And listen, again, like I said, you can make a case for that, and that's you know, it's a valid case to say that. But the problem is the underlying issue is that why are the pitchers falling apart after 3 and 4 innings? You know, after 3 innings, you can't find the strike zone. Like, what's going on there? Like, that's the issue. It's, you know, it's the chicken or the egg. Which, you know, I guess I don't know. What do you guys think?
And thank you for the call, D-Rod. Do you think that?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's pitching from a, I don't want to say spot of fear. I don't think David Peterson's afraid, but is he just getting too cute? Like, walks are bad, period. Walks are bad, period. Walks with a 6-run lead are like, yeah, I'd kick you off the team if you do. Like, you can't do that under any circumstance. I'd rather you give up 5 straight home runs, solo home runs, or whatever it may be. I'd rather you get tattooed than start walking guys with a 6-run lead. It's unacceptable.
Well, at least you have a chance if somebody, you know, hits 115 miles an hour on the screws there, could go in somebody's mitt.
Right.
Rather than ball 4 going at Alvarez's mitt or Torrens. I think last night, now I think there's different reasons for different pitchers on the Mets staff for their early inning implosion. I think that David Peterson simply lost his mechanics. He could not even control this fastball. And, you know, again, I'm not saying he's Jerry Kuzman or he's Nolan Ryan or Doc Gooden, but he's had a really good year and I like him and so do you. He's talented.
Yeah.
Like when somebody that's given you confidence for a while looks so different, or he's hurt, which I don't think he is. I think he just lost his mechanics, which happens, but it's amplified because it's in the middle of this mess.
Right. It hasn't happened to him, but this is the one time that it could. Like, if David Peterson went 5 innings last night and gave up 4 runs, that would be bad. And you'd be like, hey, you know what? he just didn't have it. The guy's been an all-star. He's been great. He's been their best pitcher. Didn't have it. Like on a night where Max Fried doesn't have it, and he hasn't had it lately,
mm-hmm.
he, for the most part, he's going to give a five innings at least, and he's going to give up some runs. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you needed bare minimum last night is get you through five innings and just leave with the lead. 6-4 after five innings would have been bad enough. 6-5 even would have been bad enough. But at least you got through five innings with the lead. Now you hope to tack on and you can get it over to the bullpen. You cannot exit the game after 3 1/3 and then have Reed Garrett come in and throw gasoline on the fire here.
That's the problem. You know, every time Reed Garrett pitches, you just think there's going runs on the board. He has been horrendous.
I can't take it. And I know he's gotten some big outs here over the years. I've never been a fan of Reed Garrett. Mickey is calling from Wolcott, Connecticut. What's up, Mickey?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
All right,
hey, I got to be honest. I've dubbed this team this year, especially after the recent woes, as the worst team money can buy. Officially, like the new worst team money can buy, because I know there was already one before it. But this is bad, man. And I, at the end of the day, you just gotta what's that phrase that you just gotta believe what people tell
when,
you.
When somebody somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yes, and that's where we're at this point.
Yeah.
It's just they're not going anywhere this year. And I think officially getting out the playoffs is what's going to do it. But ultimately, my reason for my call, and I wanted to get your guys' take on this, going with the starting pitching this year, going with in terms of the bullpen and all that stuff, and then taking what happened last year, there's one big catalyst last year, which was Senga's injury. I think Senga... I love Senga. Don't get me wrong. I love him. I wish he can freaking thrive in New York. But I got to be honest. Everything needs to be perfect for him to pitch first.
He's soft. I've been telling you this for years.
But then it's also the the six-man rotation situation. And I think that's what's ultimately killing us. If you ask me, it's the six-man rotation, extra days rest, all that. It's what's killing our team.
It hurts them. He's hurt them. Now, he's not the only problem, but he's been an issue. And that's why I've been telling you for years. It's the same thing with Senga. Everything. I'm shocked that he came back as soon as he did after that injury this year. Everything's got to be perfect. He needs his perfect amount of rest. He can't give you length even with that. He doesn't have control or command as much as you'd like from a top pitcher like that. But even with him being an issue, BT, where I do want to push back is that I would not say, and I have not said, and everything that I've said the last couple weeks leading up to today's rant, because I'm ticked off about what happened last night, I do not think the Mets are dead, and I do not think this is a bad team. When you say the worst team money can buy, when you say this team is awful and they're not very good, like, they already have 64 wins, and they are currently in a playoff spot. In 2021, they won 77 games. And 77 and 85.
But what was the payroll? Because remember, his point was connecting the money.
All right, but still, even if you go back years before that, go back to the early 90s.
Listen,
where you had
a high payroll. The Mets have had worse teams. Well, we could all agree.
But that's where I'm getting... Dude, in the early 90s, with the Mets won 77, 72, 59, 55, 69, 71. Like,
I'm with you. Like, Vince Coleman. I mean, come on.
And then
Saberhagen.
And then the Madoff years after that. So you want to say, okay, payroll, a little different story. Even in 2002, after coming off of... you know, relatively successful, 99-2000 certainly, then they start to go in the tank again, 75, 66, 71. Like, I've lived enough to see how many, I mean, look at the franchise, been around since 62. How many losing seasons have they had? This will not be a losing season.
Mm-hmm.
In all likelihood, it's still going to be a playoff team. I still believe that. So I just want to make sure that we're all, like, relative to the expectation, yes, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Relative to the Mets franchise, it's not as bad as people are making it seem.
I totally agree with that, but, I mean, this is more for you because it's your team, and if you ask me about the Yankees, I'd give you my answer, but I want you to personalize it. What hurt more? Those years where the Mets were completely lifeless and there were 17,000 people there and the payroll was middling and the talent was not existing, but you didn't go into the season thinking, you know what I mean? Or this where... you know, you're a couple of wins away from the World Series. You get Soto. Here's the juice. I mean, this one has... it's not over yet. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that's the key.
I hear you. But as like to me, this type of... for me, would sting a ton more.
1,000% agree with you. But, and it's a big but, it's not over yet.
I agree with that.
And not only is it not over yet, it's not September 14th.
I know.
It's August 14th. Still a ways to go here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.